These cannons were abandoned at Fort Independence, also known as Castle William, on March 17, 1776, when the British troops evacuated Boston. There's also a plaque to Henry Knox, who was a Boston bookseller before the American Revolution. He would become the first Secretary of War under President George Washington. In January 1776, Henry Knox dragged cannons and other military supplies from the captured British forts Ticonderoga and Crown Point in upstate New York. He led the mission to carry the 60 tons of cannons and other arms on ox-drawn sleds 300 miles across snowy and frozen ground to Boston. What was expected to take 2 weeks took six. The caravan of men faced storms and delays as the cannons broke through the ice and got stuck in the mud and snow. In the end, they were able to deliver the munitions to Boston. The cannons were in place on the Dorchester Heights, the hills surrounding Boston, on the night of March 16, 1776. When the occupying British troops awoke the next morning on March 17th, they realized they were surrounded by artillery. They withdrew their ships to Halifax and retreated out of Boston. The siege of Boston was over. March 17th is a holiday in Boston called Evacuation Day as a result of the efforts of Henry Knox and his men. Henry Knox went on to be in charge of improving the defenses in Rhode Island and New York during the American Revolution. While in New York, he met Alexander Hamilton, who was the commander of the local artillery. They would remain close friends until Hamilton's death in 1804. Knox would later become the first Secretary of War under George Washington. Henry Knox died in 1806 at the age of 56 after swallowing a chicken bone, which caused an infection that killed him 3 days later on October 25th. Also located in the area of the cannons and marked with a plaque is the Washington Elm. Legend has it, although it's disputed, that under this tree on July 3rd, 1775, General George Washington took control of the Continental Army. The army struck camp there and stayed until March 1776 when British troops evacuated Boston. The original tree lived about 210 years and finally fell in 1923. The tree was cut up into 100 pieces and sent to all the U.S. states and their legislatures. Other pieces were sent to fraternal organizations throughout the U.S. Root shoots were sent throughout the nation too, and some still live today. The cross-section of the tree was sent to Mount Vernon, George Washington's plantation in the state of Virginia. Turn around and head back down the sidewalk. You'll see a white church to your right across the street.